Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And remember, the contest for two tickets to tomorrow's game between the Warriors and the Grizz is on. Sometime before the show ends at 6, we're going to ask you a question based on something that we have said or will say between 4 and 5:30. If you're the first person with the right answer on the contest line, which is 415-523-4652, you get the pair of tickets. So just keep listening. Okay, how about Craig in Houston? Hi, Craig. Thank you for calling.
Yes, sir. Man, I think your caller earlier, Shane, I agree with a lot that he said. And this last guy that called, he been drinking that same crack Kool-Aid that Kerr been drinking. Because you got to be an idiot not to play JK at any point. First off, let me just give you guys, because you keep harping about all these games that we won when Jimmy came. We had about 15, 16 games against some of the worst teams in the league. And we beat them all because they were horrible. Any team we played that was decent, we played a couple of decent teams that didn't have their all-star, didn't have their stars. And since then, any team that we have played that was decent, we have lost. The one team we beat that was decent, that had their stars, was the Lakers. Everybody else we lost to. Atlanta. And then you come home with Jimmy.
Hold on, Craig. No, because this is totally inaccurate. What are you saying that they've lost to everybody but the Lakers? They didn't beat Denver the very next night? They didn't go into Memphis and win? They didn't do that? And then you're pointing to games where Steph didn't play? Come on, Craig, that's weak.
Memphis is not a good team. Memphis is in the play-in.
So are the Warriors.
That's my point.
Okay, well then
your point is
that the Warriors suck?
Let me make my point.
Be accurate. I won't interrupt unless you're inaccurate.
I'm accurate.
You weren't.
I'm accurate.
You weren't. You think Denver sucks? So Denver sucks,
okay.
Craig? Denver sucks?
Moving on.
All right, moving on.
Yes, moving on.
All right, Denver sucks. Got it.
JK has been screwed over by Kerr for 4 years. It didn't just happen. Didn't just start. This kid scored 34 points in back-to-back games, had about five or six games where he was scoring, giving you 20 and 4 and 5 rebounds every game. He was playing out of this world. He almost broke his ankle. He hurt his foot. Before he even came back, once they got Jimmy, the first thing Kerr started saying was he's going to have to defer. He's going to have to be like Jimmy. And not only that, a couple of days after that, the idiot started saying he needs to be like GP too. He needed to be like anybody except J.K. Now, I will give Jimmy and Draymond credit for one thing they did. Before Kuminga came back when it was close, both of those guys said he doesn't need to do any of that crap. He doesn't need to defer or any of that. He needed to come back and be the same guy he was before he got hurt. Draymond and Jimmy said that. I give them credit for that. Kerr has not been a J.K. fan. The evidence shows that. He didn't play him last year in the playoffs for a couple of minutes. He's jerked him. Same with Moody. He just started playing Moody the second half of this season with consistent minutes. he gave those minutes to pick and pause.
All right, Craig. This is going on and on, and some questions need to be asked. First of all, again, if you're inaccurate, I'm going to point it out. Kerr never told Jonathan Kuminga, never said out loud that he needs to defer. That did not happen. That's, you made that up in your head based on what you heard him say. But I do have one question for you before we move on to some other callers. When Moses Moody, Jonathan Kuminga, or any other young player has a hard time busting into a rotation, do you believe that any of that accountability goes to the player? Not just talking Jonathan, just in general.
If that player is getting consistent minutes and he's not producing, it's on that player.
Okay.
If that player is not getting consistent minutes, it's, you don't know what he can do. But one thing I will say, when J.K. has gotten consistent minutes, and you can look this up too, his numbers add out. If he gets 25, 30 minutes a game, he's going to give you somewhere in the neighborhood of 16, 20 points a game.
Do you notice that you always – I don't want to say just you, Craig. And, Craig, thank you very much. Do you notice that opinion, when it shows up, it's always about the box score?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know what I'd love to hear somebody call in and say? You know when you give Jonathan 25 minutes or more, the Warriors always seem to win. I never hear someone say that. And I'm not a data guy. So I don't even know if that's the case.
Well, I do.
But I would love for someone to say that, but no one ever says that.
Well, if you look at the game in which he's played the most minutes, if he plays 25 or more minutes, the Warriors are 12-12 on the year.
12-12.
If you look at the minutes, the games in which he's played the most, 36 minutes and 46 seconds, they lost. 36-10, they won. 36-10, they lost. And you go all the way down, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 in a row, the 11 games that he's played the most, they're 3-8 in those games.
I don't know what to do anymore.
Well, I'm just telling you what.
Yeah,
and again, some of these games are different. Like,
of course.
One of the games that he's referencing where he had 34 points in back-to-back games. He's right. One of the games was against the Clippers. They lost 102-92. No Steph, no Draymond. JK played 36 and a half minutes. He had 34 points. They lost by 10. He was a minus 5. They're going to lose that game.
Sure.
You didn't have Jimmy yet. This was back in December.
I'm not going to blame him for that.
No
but
Steph,
I'm
no Draymond, yeah. JK cooked, and you lost.
I'm not going to blame him for that, obviously. I'm also not going to use that as evidence for, like, Kerr's an idiot, which was the statement.
I get that. Yeah.
Like, that's crazy. When is this going to go, for some of you, when is this going to get back to being about Warrior basketball?
Well, it is about Warrior basketball.
It's not.
And if they, well, if they do this again, if he doesn't play tomorrow, if he gets another DNP and you lose to Memphis, then the C will be angry.
That's a completely different scenario.
Well, so far what we have is the first time he didn't play, the Warriors lost
the
game.
They lost.
So,
yes.
I mean, it's a very, very, very small sample against a team that's really good.
But there was that larger sample of games where he was hurt and the best Warrior basketball has happened.
Right.
And I laughed.
And his
off,
point, though, was that they played against a bunch of bad teams.
Which is, you know.
It's mostly untrue.
Sure. There were some bad teams in there. There were some good teams in there.
Of course.
But when,
and we can always play the schedule game.
Let's go back to when Jonathan was playing and he was cooking. Were they only playing good teams? No.
No,
they were there. Like, a lot of those wins were against bad teams.
Yeah, it's just, like, it's a mixed bag.
You can't argue that when Jimmy Butler arrived that that's been the best Warrior basketball in a couple years. I don't even know how the hell you could argue otherwise. Can you?
And Jimmy was here and Jonathan was out.
Right.
For those games.
Thanks. Anyway.
Well, and those games were, and JK missed about 10 games before the trade, even more than that. And then Jimmy played for another almost 20 games before JK came back. And when Kuminga came back, Steve Kerr even told us, it's a totally different team, and now it's up to Jonathan to adjust to what's going on.
Right, and there were nights where that looked good, and then there were nights where it didn't. And I think in a general takeaway, it didn't elevate it. I don't think it, like, hurt it. But Steve's not wrong with what he said after the Portland game. They were playing more connected, and their flow was better a few weeks ago. Do I want to draw a line and make it, like, all Jonathan's fault? Of course not.
No.
I wouldn't even use the word fault at all. It just is what it is. Based on players' assets and their skill sets and fit and time in the system and all of that. But it's You know, people want people to develop. I get that. Now's not the time. We're not developing tomorrow night.
No.
You got a freaking game that you have to win.
No doubt.
There's no room for it.
Warriors with Jimmy while JK was hurt, 12-2. Warriors with Jimmy when JK got healthy and played, 10-6. So, and that's, I mean, these are sample sizes, and we can look at the opponents and we could say, well, I mean, they had a, you know, two of those games were without Steph.
Right.
You're right. That was Jimmy and Jonathan, no Steph. So we can throw those out, and now it becomes 10-4, 12-2, 10-4. 12-2 is still better than 10-4.
Just use your eyes, though. What about your eyes?
My eyes have told me all along, Mark, and I love Jonathan Kuminga. I think he's a bright young player. I think he's got an amazing skill set, and I do think that he someday can be a number two on a really good team. Then I look at this team, how this team plays with Steph and Draymond and now Jimmy and all the rest of them, and I don't think that what Jonathan does best fits with this team.
Yeah.
That, to me, if you want to look at like what's left in the pan, and you're a cook, and when you cook a meal and you get done and you serve the meal and you look what's in the pan, what's in the pan is the oil and the leftover.
Ugh.
And the... it's the good stuff.
Delicious.
But it's what's left.
Yeah.
And for me, if you take this topic all the way down to what's left in the pan, what's left is Jonathan Kuminga is a really good player, but he doesn't fit on this team. That, to me, is my statement.
I can accept the state. Can we add the last two words? Right now.
Well, yeah. I mean, right now for me is... right now going forward, because this team's not going to change until Steph is gone.
Right. Well, oh, I don't know about that.
They're not going to suddenly
this
become
year.
An ISO team.
Yeah, but Jonathan has done good things with Steph. Playing with Steph is not his problem. It's the Jimmy arrival that is really...
well, I think the problem existed before that.
Maybe less so. Less so because Steph's a great shooter. Jonathan can play with Steph. You know, Steve didn't bring up Steph. He brought up playing with Draymond and Jimmy. And
right.
That lineup, whether anybody in the world wants to admit this or not, has this long list of data of not working. It has all of this data of not working.
But do you remember when Wiggins was here?
Yes.
The Kuminga-Wiggins thing. That was a thing then, before Jimmy came.
Yes.
So for me, it's not only about Draymond and Steph and Jimmy. It's about Wiggins. It's about the way Kuminga plays for me.
But Wiggins was actually playing very poorly at that time. That was the worst of Andrew Wiggins at the beginning of last year. So I'm not putting all that on Jonathan either. But I just, I don't know, man. Just, we're ignoring a whole lot of data if you just like, no, you're an idiot. Put him in there. It might have gone differently. Like, this is not the first rodeo. And it is not. It has not paid dividends. Steve-O in the city. Hi, Steve-O. Thanks for calling.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, man.
You know, you were talking about, and Kerr was kind of alluding to, you know, this team and the flow that the team had when Jonathan was injured, and somehow that was kind of translating into how they played last night. But, you know, Gee Santos was a big part of that team when Jonathan was injured, and he did not play last night either. And so I think there's more to the equation. I think it was a matchup oriented decision. And I think you're going to see JK and Gee probably getting some minutes against in the team or in the game tomorrow.
Steve-O, you might be right. I would personally bet against you. I might be wrong. I don't think it was matchup dependent. I think it was situation dependent. And here's what I mean by that. I would bet you right now that JK and Gee Santos will get minutes again in the first round, but not tomorrow night, because what Steve Kerr did last night, and I think we'll do again tomorrow night, is he played it as a must-win one-game scenario. Therefore, you shorten your bench. You extend your stars' minutes. He doesn't believe Jimmy Butler and Draymond Green play well with Jonathan Kuminga, and those guys are largely going to be on the floor almost the entire game. So therefore, he's going to go away from JK. Now, if you get into a seven-game series, now you're talking about something different, and you need to rest your guys and sort of extend things, and maybe you can go from nine players to 11. So that would be my bet. But tomorrow night, you're going to see a team that's even more desperate than they were yesterday. And if that's how he played desperation game one, I think it's how he's going to play desperation game two. That'd be my guess.
I wish I had a little bit of a track record on which to lean, and I'm looking back at the last time they played Memphis. Warriors 134, Memphis 125, Jonathan Kuminga, DNP. That's when he was actually hurt,
he was
with
hurt.
The contusion.
Yes,
but I was thinking, man, what happened last time they played? Because in that matchup, like, does JK fit better against Memphis than he does against the Clippers? Absolutely. Like, last night's game, you were there. I was watching on the laptop, watching Rory McIlroy spit up on himself and then clean it up and spit up again and the whole thing. But just watching that game, that was a slow it down, grind it out, like my OGs against your OGs. The Memphis game is much more of a Kuminga up and down, high flying. Yeah. You shoot, I shoot, throw it up, dunk here.
Well, it's more wide open.
I do think that the matchup is much more JK friendly.
I don't disagree with you. I am simply placing a verbal wager, if you will.
Yeah.
I think he's going to play this very close to the vest, and we know how Steve and many coaches get in those situations. If you want to sort of like think about tomorrow the same way Boach,
look at you,
would do game seven against the Kansas City Royals. Here you go, Tim Hudson and Jake Peavy. Oh, I'm sorry. Did you just throw two bad pitches in a row?
Here you go.
Come sit down next to me. How about if we go Madison Bumgarner for 18 innings 2 days after he just pitched?
Dude.
You're going to just hand everything over to the people you really trust and you really feel like are in the flow. It doesn't mean it's going to work. It doesn't mean you're going to win the game. It doesn't mean that you have to be right. He could be wrong. And the game could also flow a certain way that calls for Jonathan to come in the game when you didn't think he was going to. We've seen that before. Remember the game against Portland a couple years ago. And Jonathan came in and flipped. This was a regular season random game, but he had gotten pulled from the rotation. And then the game went a certain way, and Steve went, let's go to Jonathan. And Jonathan went out there, and he pretty much won the game. He was phenomenal that night. But this is me just placing a verbal wager that I think he's going to play tomorrow night's game exactly the way he played yesterday's game.
I'm going to go over a half a minute.
Okay.
And we talked about it in the green room before.
Got to remove garbage time, though. What if they blow him out?
Well, I mean,
what if they blow him out? If they're up 20 in the fourth quarter, that doesn't count.
If the only minutes he gets is in GT, then I'll give you the W.
All right.
And we could put Friday pizza on it. We haven't had pizza in here in a long time.
Pizza, Friday. I ain't getting pizza if the Warriors play that night, though. They got to win also.
All right.
I'm not celebrating that.
Okay. A lot of
Klay Thompson's here, I'm like, we're not eating pizza.
We can figure out the wager, but I'm here for the bet. Real quick, we had a super
fine.
Chat.
I'm in.
Super chat from Pierce Evans, and I missed it. And then he, on the YouTube, do you guys even read super chats anymore?
Oh, yeah.
And he wanted to shout out the Valkyries. The pick is in. And I actually followed up with him and said, I'd love to read your super chat, but I don't know how to say this player's name.
This is not who you thought they were going to pick.
I did a little bit of research.
Please,
I believe
Grandy.
Her name is pronounced Yuste Yochite. 19-year-old, 6-foot guard from Lithuania.
I like the player, and I like the pick.
I really like the name. Yuste Yochite.
That's how the WNBA commissioner pronounced it. So.
Okay.
Yep.
And it's the first name is spelled J-U-S-T-E.
Correct.
Last name, J-O-C-Y-T-E.
There's some punctuation in there now. There's
Yuste
some dots.
Yochite.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of like, I don't know. It's almost like Pig Latin for don't cheat on me.
Something
like that. Yeah. Yuste Yochite.
The first ever pick by the Golden State Valkyries in the WNBA draft.
There it is.
So there you have it. Thank you, Pierce, for spending $5 on it.
Yeah.
I thought it was apropos that we at least throw that in here on the road. And I just told him it's not like they took Haley Van Lith, who I thought they were going to take.
Do, 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 do,
exactly.
With the
fifth pick the Valkyries take, somebody can help me with this one?
You know my one WNBA draft take? Paige Becker should be a Valkyrie?
Yes.
It's very stupid that they don't have the first pick. Thank you for listening to my TED Talk.
Strong take.
That's it. Paige Becker should play here.
I also did some research on Yuste. Would you like to hear any more about her?
I would love to. She turned down USC?
No. According to Valkyrie's report on Twitter, The 6 foot guard has elite vision, feel, and big game poise. And just from my own research, we watched her shoot. Great, great stroke. Looks really pretty.
Great.
Can she play for the Warriors tomorrow night?
I'm not sure the rules on all that.
All right.
I think the Warriors are capped out on roster spots.
Okay. Just checking. How about T.I. in Oakland? Hi, T.I. What's up?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're good, man. Thanks for calling.
Mark, you're probably going to disagree with this, but it's kind of what Dibs was saying. I'm more optimistic, and I just want Warrior fans to calm down. I think J.K. will play tomorrow, and I think he'll do a lot better. First of all, I'm not going to second guess a coach that has 9 championship rings on any decision he makes. I'm going to live and die with what Steve Kerr does with the team because I'm a Warriors fan. I just believe that we have to develop that last 5 minutes of the game mentality. You know, we'll play great the whole game, and then when it gets down to that last five, it's like we just self-destruct for some reason. But I just believe that the championship mentality will come back. I like us winning tomorrow so that we can play Houston. And I believe the NBA will like the Lakers if they win their series and the Warriors in the second round. Thank you for my call.
T.I., thanks very much.
Yep.
Yeah. By the way, can I'd like to say this right now. On a personal level,
sure.
I hope he does play. I hope he does play. I'd be happy to get some pizza around here.
Yeah.
I hope he does play. I just don't think he will. And I also understand I understand what Steve Kerr is doing and trying to do. But if he gets 20 minutes and he goes out there and grabs 9 rebounds, man, I would love that. I would absolutely love that. I just don't think that's the way they're going to approach the game. That's my guess.
Yep. 13 days ago, they played Memphis.
Yep.
And as mentioned, he did not play. He was hurt. And GP2 also didn't play. He was hurt. Guy Santos got 18 minutes off the bench. Quentin played almost 20, and Buddy played 20. Kevon played 10. And that's kind of about the way the rotation has felt of late. 9-man rotation. And if you extrapolate that out into tomorrow, then you would have Buddy still play. You would have Quentin play. GP2 would take the Guy minutes, and then Kevon would do what he did. And so, based on what happened 13 days ago, it seems less likely that Kuminga would... Like, Kuminga's not going to supplant GP2, and he's not going to supplant Kevon, and he won't probably replace Quentin, but he's going to get his 20 minutes, for crying out loud. I mean,
yeah.
They designed the game-tying play for Buddy, so I do think that the odds are forever in your favor on this wager.
Well, I think Steve Kerr said on Friday night after the Portland game that we were playing better a few weeks ago. And I think that that's driving this bus. That's it. Nothing personal, nothing even, I mean, some of it is analytical, but not, like who's healthy, who's hurt. I mean, we don't even know yet what, by the way, Grandy, is there a report out yet for tomorrow night's game? An injury report?
Injury report?
Yeah.
There is. The Warriors have everybody. They're fully healthy.
Okay, nobody. Yeah. They did not list Jimmy, Steph, or Draymond.
Nope.
That's fantastic. I think that's big news. I'm not, like, surprised. I didn't think that any of them were going to be out. But with Draymond in the neck and Steph in the thumb and Jimmy in the limping, that's good news. Everybody is available. Okay.
Yeah.
So,
and
yeah.
That looked like a classic Charlie horse for Jimmy.
I hope so.
And then a trip or two later down the floor, he still was kind of looking at it,
yeah,
and favoring it. And I watched the replay. And I was thinking, that what didn't look like a knee? Because he got hit, and he landed, and there was no, like, of the leg. And so I was thinking, that can't be a knee, can it? And then he was rubbing his thigh, and I thought, man. And then you watch the replay, and he got drilled, like, literally right in the thigh. The old Charlie horse.
Yeah.
You remember the old Charlie horse?
I bet that thing is stiff today.
Dude, no doubt.
Oh, man, I bet that does not. He's probably getting some treatment.
Yeah, you get the stim on that now. You get that stim. You get the stimulation.
You get the stim now.
You better get the stim now. And that's, I mean, that's a classic, like, you get the heat, you get the stim, you get the massage. And that's where I really envy these athletes. Forget the millions of dollars and the first-class flights and all the rest of it, the per diem. It's the treatment. Like, when something happens to you, for example,
you're such an odd bird.
Mark, you hit your shin on the bed. Forget the $50 million a year. I hit my shin on the bed, and if I'm a pro basketball player, that's going to be 90 minutes now.
Yep.
I'm going to get all kinds of physical therapy on that
thing.
Do
you know where I would let you kick me for $50 million?
Right between the eyes.
Wherever he's on tomorrow. Want. Wherever you want.
You can kick wherever you like.
I might be a little more worried just the fact that he played 48 minutes yesterday as opposed to the Charlie Horse. Yeah. I don't know if you guys noticed this. There was a moment in the third quarter before he checked out. He played like the first 5 minutes of the third quarter, and he got to the free throw line, and he spent the entire time while everybody was getting organized and they were getting the free throw set, and he was going to the free throw line. He just was like bent over at the waist, hands on his knees.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And then the Warriors called the timeout quickly after that, and he was the last person to make it to the bench. He walked incredibly slow. He sat for those like next 4 minutes, played the final 2 minutes of the third, the entire fourth, and all of overtime.
Yeah.
48 minutes.
No, I'm sure treatment and hopefully a whole lot of sleep and rest and all that today. Those guys are going to have to be ready. I also think tomorrow night's the kind of night where adrenaline takes over. But who knows? Who knows? Yeah, maybe he loosens the bench back up again. Maybe Jonathan Kuminga is a part of that. Part of me also, like as much as I said on a personal level, I'd love to see him go in there and do some good things. I really would. I would be a little nervous about when he walked into the game because, honestly, it's almost now at a level where it becomes a distraction. Not for the players. I think they can handle it just fine. But, my gosh, this fan base would almost, like, forget watching the game and they're just going to watch Jonathan and see what he does out there. And are we right and are we wrong? And for him, it's like, are you playing looking over your shoulder and questioning yourself? A very, very difficult scenario has developed now out of this.
I don't worry about JK because he's handled this entire year, and you've mentioned it before. He's handled it the way you would want him to.
He has.
No sniping to the media, no comments from the agent, no pouting, no sulking, no shot hunting. And you saw the video from yesterday after the game. He's out there working on his craft. He's out there working on his shot, getting shots up and getting a workout in. So I wouldn't worry about JK being in there and, you know, wondering about what he should be doing if he, in fact, gets a chance to play.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's one thing to handle it well sort of off the court. I mean, in terms of, you know, there's already enough pressure in tomorrow night's game. You don't also need the side pressure of, like, trying to prove a coach wrong or whatever. But we'll see. We'll see how this plays out. Let's go to Fred in Richmond. Hi, Fred. Thanks for calling. Fred.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on, Willis and Gibbs.
Thanks
you
for
know,
calling.
I call all the time, man. I just got a couple of points. Jonathan Kuminga is a professional. Warrior fans need to relax. Period. Buddy Hill should have head faked Norman Powell. He let him fly by. He takes his time. He knocks that three down. Warriors win that game. Period. But overall, Steve Kerr is, like a couple of callers said ago, a 9-time champion. All this slander about him and Kuminga, dead that. The Warriors are trying to squeeze every juice out that lemon. Kuminga will get re-signed at the end of the season or during the free agency because nobody's going to offer Kuminga the type of money he's looking for. He's not old boy from Orlando. We all know that. Relax, Jonathan. Warriors win tomorrow. We have a favorable first round against the Rockets. Dylan Brooks is going to be in trouble. That Thompson twin, all that top blocking he did against Steph about a week ago, 2 weeks ago, that's not going to fly in the playoffs. The playoffs are different. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Fred, thank you.
Thank you, Fred.
Thank you, Fred.
I love the pacing of a Fred call.
Yeah,
the deliberation.
That's what the Warriors need tomorrow night.
I'm going to give you 8 words. And then I'm going to give you 8 more. and I'm just going to keep it sensible and keep it real. And the Thompson twins and all that top locking, that's not going to work in the playoffs now, guys. Thank you for taking my phone call. Willard and Dibs.
Measured.
Big fan of Fred.
Delivered.
Yes.
Stand and deliver.
Yeah.
Like Jaime Escalante.
Look at you.
Huh?
Huh?
Eh?
Hey.
Hey.
Is he is he unbanned? Where are we?
No. Okay. I'll say, boy, dude, tomorrow night's game.
You get nervous already.
No, I'm not nervous. I'm visualize the fan base after the two possible results. Okay?
Warriors win, we gonna be championship.
I just don't think there could be a larger gap.
It's a gulf.
It's either.
It's a chasm.
It's either, and I don't know if it's we gonna be championship, but it's chill. Everything calms down.
I think it's more than that. I think it's Houston, we have a problem. Yep. You have a problem.
Maybe. That might be if they beat Memphis by 25. If they beat Memphis by 2 on a buzzer beater, I don't know how much confidence you come out, but everything calms down. If they lose tomorrow night, I don't know that I can think of a time over, like, since the last championship where the fan base will be more disappointed and angry. That's what's on the line tomorrow night.
Well, I think you could look at that Lakers series and think about disappointment and anger, and you could think about the Sacramento play-in game and talk about disappointment and anger.
I think those would be below tomorrow night.
Perhaps. I mean, I do. I think if you get to Friday, then you'd be like, well, if you lose both of these play-ins and now you're 0-5 all time in the play-in.
Well, that would border on the ridiculous. But if you even have to play Friday, I just think I think it pops the balloon. I think it takes the wind out of everyone's sails. By the way, speaking of wind in people's sails, I want to let everybody know the window for the question is closed, but don't we have not asked the question yet, nor have we asked for you to call the contest line. The window is closed, and now we've got to go in the back room for a little deliberation sensation.
That's a buck.
And then cha-ching! At some point there will be white smoke, and we will reemerge with a question. We will ask it, and it is at that point that you will call and attempt to win your way into two tickets to tomorrow night's game.
And I can't wait to find out what the question is, because I've been here and I've been talking and listening, and so I like my chances to get it right, but there's a number of different things that we've kicked around and things we've talked about.
Yeah,
so
it was a whole hour and a half of talking.
Right, for those of you who've been with us, it's been a lot, but you stay tuned and you have a chance to win those tickets. And honestly, to be there yesterday afternoon, and I know you were there with friends and or family, and I was watching it at home thinking this would be a great game to be at. I couldn't be there. I had a couple other things going on, but I was really happy that you were going to be able to report back the vibes that I was getting through the laptop.
And it was good.
Tomorrow's going to be everything yesterday was, and maybe even a couple sprinkles more.
I think mix in more nervous energy. Yesterday was
nervous energy,
there
right?
There was nervous energy, but there was like you're kind of launching yourself into the people were ready to celebrate. They're ready to celebrate, but at no point did it feel like, boy, if we lose, we're bleeped. There wasn't any of that. There was just, we're disappointed. Like, can't believe that we're going to the play-in tournament, damn it, kind of a vibe. But it wasn't like, if we lose, we're bleeped. I think tomorrow night there's going to be a whole lot of that in the room. You go to commercial break down 9 in the second quarter, that's going to be a long commercial break. That's going to be a take a lap around the house, walk the dog, try to breathe, like, holy crap, we're bleeped if we lose this game kind of a feel.
See, I feel that way much more if Friday happens. Like, if Friday happens, then you get into that. For me, anyway, that's where the nervous energy is, because that one's win or go home. Tomorrow is win and in, and you get Houston, and you do have a better path. If you lose tomorrow, and then you have to play Friday and win, I'm saying it's not ideal, obviously.
Yeah, I see.
It's not super bleak, but for me, Friday becomes a lot more nervy.
Well, of course. That would be even more nervy, but it would almost be like negative nervy. I still think tomorrow night is positive nervy. Like, we're nervous, but if we win, yay. Friday, you're nervous, and if you lose,
oh God,
obviously it's over. And even if you win, you're like, ugh, this is what you had to do to get to the playoffs, and now we're on a flight to Oklahoma City 48 hours from now. I really, really am putting all the chips into tomorrow night. They got to win. Dude, they got to win.
It'd be nice.
They got to win. They got to win.
Well, they don't have to.
They got to know why. Yeah. I mean, it's not like against the rules to lose.
Sure.
Someone just texted 415. Hey, how you doing? Thanks for listening. Why are we not worried about the Grizzlies? We are.
Oh, we're worried.
But the Warriors are better, and they should win. But the point is that like that's what we're sitting here doing. We're worrying about the Grizzlies because they have to win tomorrow night. I believe they have to win tomorrow night. How about Fact Teller in Fremont? Hi, Fact Teller. What are you doing?
Hey, gentlemen. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, man.
So Clippers fans today are saying how lucky they are that the Clippers let Paul George walk for quote-unquote nothing. So I just want people to think about that with Kuminga. I think letting him walk is actually addition by subtraction in this instance. And people are saying it's Curry's fault. We lost because he had 8 turnovers, but they lost and he had 8 turnovers because Joe Lacob made the mistake of drafting Wiseman and Kuminga, and he's held on too long with Kuminga. Because why wouldn't they want a prospect who could theoretically fill, you know, the much-needed athleticism need on this team? Why wouldn't they want that? But his actually existing impact was so poor. In reality, now they've had to have tough conversations and decisions, and it's leaking through the cracks now. If they would have gotten rid of him by now, I mean, they would have added 1 to 2 players in his place that would have made this team better than they are with him. But they haven't been able to do that. And it's unfair for the Warriors, and it's also unfair for Kuminga. And it's best for Kuminga and the Warriors to not keep this going. It's been 280-plus games, 4 years. Joe Lacob, please stop this circus show.
Fact teller, thanks. I don't know what the deal was that was supposed to. I've seen that from a lot. Well, you should have dealt him already. For what?
Well,
by the way, they tried.
Exactly. Do you think that they didn't try to deal him already, quote unquote? And the guy who's making, what, $7 million? So he's making 7.6 this year. I don't know how you would be able to, quote, get 2 players for him. Now, could he have been a part of a bigger trade with Andrew Wiggins? Well, maybe.
He was part of the Durant deal.
Right, and it didn't happen. So right. They've tried to trade him many times in the past, and ultimately, at the end of the year, in an ideal scenario, you would sign him and trade him if you don't want to keep him. That way you would create a little bit more of a salary slot that you can get back, and you could actually get a player back for Kuminga. And this might just get to where, you know, the team is willing to let him go for nothing. So Fact Teller could be right.
We'll see. Yeah, that's totally a different subject, different day. All right, Triples for Autism is brought to you by Pettinelli Financial Partners and the Autism Society San Francisco Bay Area. 15 threes last night, which means another donation from Pettinelli to the Autism Society San Francisco. Steph had 7, Draymond with 4, Pod's Buddy 2 each. 57th donation of the year for Triples for Autism. If you'd like to make a donation to autism yourself or get involved, go to sfautismsociety.org. We would appreciate it so much. Triples for Autism brought to you by Pettinelli Financial Partners and the Autism Society San Francisco Bay Area. Pettinelli is here for you, offering financial guidance and support throughout life's milestones. Go to PettinelliFP.com. All right, 888-957-9570. That's the number. We got more of you who want to weigh in. We will get to more of your calls, but still ahead. Don't call yet, but we haven't gotten there yet. The question to answer and the cue to call is still on the way. 2 tickets to tomorrow night's game on the line right here on Willard and Dibbs.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus, tax. For a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports?
You can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Curry down the right side. Warriors have a chance. Down two. Curry off the screen. Gets Zubac. Backs up. Doubled. Finds Payton. Payton inside Draymond. Goes up and lays it. He missed the layup. He tried to get a foul call and missed the layup.
Bay Area is Draymond Green. And you're listening to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
My man. Just lay it in next time. Just put the ball in the basket next time and, you know, head the other way for another day. That's just my advice. But what the hell do I know? I've not played any minutes in the NBA before.
Yeah, trying to get a little contact and, you know, it's natural to think that someone would come over and defend that shot, but they didn't, and he ended up kind of flailing into the air, and he smoked the layup, and that's going to do it.
His words. All right. You want to do this thing?
Let's do it.
Okay. Here we go. It is time for one of you to win a pair of tickets to tomorrow's Warriors-Grizzlies play-in game. We told you earlier that we would ask you about something we said from 4 to 5:30. And that time is here. Here is the question. It was about an hour ago. We were discussing Jonathan Kuminga and the fact that he did not get into yesterday's game. This is a fill-in-the-blank question. So you need to fill in the blank.
Mm.
I said, we're not in exploration mode. You're in blank mode.
Wow. Boom, 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 wow. Boom, 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 wow. Match game vibe there.
We are not in exploration mode. You're in blank mode. So you're going to need to fill in that blank from that conversation contest line. Here we go. 415-523-4652. 415-523-4652 for a pair of tickets to tomorrow's Warriors-Grizzlies play-in game. Good luck. Go!
I'd like to go to Charles Nelson Reilly, or perhaps you want to go to...
Well, I tell you what, Div, this one's one of my favorites.
Or maybe you go to... Actually, that's a four for... And this is a 50-year-old bit.
Don't look over there. They have no idea who you're talking
maybe
about.
Maybe we'll go to Nipsey Russell. Not Nipsey Hussle.
Not Hussle.
Nipsey Russell. The original Nipsey was Nipsey Russell.
I'm embarrassed that I just did a Charles Nelson Reilly impersonation
and
on the
radio.
And
I liked it.
That's terrible.
I'm not embarrassed that I did the match game theme.
I'm upset.
Which is a legit 50-year-old reference, but anytime you want to fill in the blank, you know. And she found her husband with a blank. Wow. Boom. 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 Boom.
Anyway.
Anyhow.
Anyway.
I wish I knew the answer. I don't.
You don't remember?
I mean, of course I do.
You never listen to anything I say on this show.
That's untrue. That's all I do is listen. All I do on the show is listen.
Listen,
no matter what. Yeah.
All right. Lucas is working on a potential winner. We're going to stand by on that. In the meantime, back out to the phones. Mystique in the city. Hi, Mystique. What are you doing?
Hey, I'm listening to the show. This is your boy, Mystic. Check this out, man. I am furious, and I mean furious at Steve Kerr. Not playing Kuminga was egregious, and it was terrible. Here's the thing. When he was playing in the middle of the season and the Warriors were actually letting him touch the ball instead of waiting, having him play, waiting in the corner all game, he was playing very well. He's not an off-the-ball player, but Steve Kerr wants him to play off the ball like Gary Payton. I don't know why you want to take a lottery pick and turn him into Gary Payton the second, but then the worst part is the Clippers are a wing-dominant team, and watching slow, fat James Harden blow past Podzimski and Hield and watching people bounce off of Kawhi Leonard. Find space for your 6'7 athletic guy and tell him just to body up on one of these guys? Come on, Steve. I'm so upset. I can't wait for Kuminga to leave so he can get some playing time and be a good player.
Yeah, it may well be exactly what happens. Mystic, thank you very much. Listen, I really understand Kuminga fans feeling the way they do. Here's what I don't understand. Like when Mystic, for example, says he's not an off-the-ball player, he's an on-the-ball player. That job is full here.
Yeah, he was talking about defense, though. And,
no, yeah, he started with offense.
Yeah, and then
he was talking about defensively, him
guarding old, slow, and fat James Harden,
right,
put 39 on
you. That's the second part of the conversation. Yeah. But the first part is he's not an off-the-ball player on offense. Well, that's a problem.
Well, they're all off-the-ball players in this offense. That is the issue. Even Jimmy Butler plays off the ball.
Right.
And Steph Curry plays off the ball. This is not an offense where you play on the ball. Like the Clippers, you watch them, and it's James, go cook. And Kawhi, go cook. And if you can't, well, throw it up to Zubats because nobody can guard him at the rim. How many dunks did he have we have no play going on. Let me throw it up toward the rim and Zubats.
Literally, if you go to the dictionary or something, if that still existed, and you went next to the phrase matchup nightmare for Golden State, Ivica Zubats is the picture. The worst matchup for the Warriors, I think, in the entire NBA. I honestly believe that. Like, they don't have an answer for him. All right. We have our winner. We have our winner. Our winner is Andy in Oakland.
Andy.
We out in the town sending somebody to the Warrior game tomorrow night. Andy, thank you for listening.
Yep.
Thank you for listening. Congratulations.
And Andy, the game is not in Oakland, just in case some other pretense.
Please go to Chase Center. Yep. I'm told that's where the game will be played.
Ah, okay.
For those of you who would like to hear it, this was the conversation. We're not in exploration mode. You're in blank mode. This was the conversation we had. Coaches just, they don't see anything but W. And that's where I'm struggling here because everybody who's got a Kuminga point, like even did you hear what Shane said? Shane's like, explore it. See what happens. We're not in exploration mode. You're in desperation mode. You cannot go, let's check and see how this works. They would respond to you and say, that's what we've been doing, and it doesn't work.
Yeah, that was probably more than we needed, but I mean, probably enough of that guy.
I thought that was good. That was a good.
We got to the payoff.
That was the correct amount of meat.
Yeah. Too much. We filled in the blank. The blank got filled, and then we got a bonus 12 seconds of this guy.
Yeah. You know.
I mean, Grandy, you normally do a heck of a job, but that was a little much.
That was Lucas.
I got to give it to Andy, though. I was expecting... It was a tough question. We're giving away two tickets to a really important game. I was expecting to have to go through a couple callers to get the right answer.
Andy was the first caller?
First one, got it right. Yeah.
Did he say desperation sensation or just desperation?
He didn't. That would be wrong.
Yep.
It would be, unless there was a pause and like a wink, wink. Like, I know the answer is desperation.
Luke's
but
a tough grader.
We got rules here. We got to be stickler.
Yep. Buck.
Contest rules, pretty strict.
Okay.
By the way, congrats to Andy. But for those that did not win, tickets tomorrow on the morning roast as well. So make sure you're listening beginning at 7:30 tomorrow morning.
And for all of you schmoops who don't get that one either, warriors.com. There are tickets available to this game because nobody knew that it existed until yesterday.
And as you know, always when you go there, you have to click and roll, as Tim Roy would tell you. Click and roll at warriors.com.
Yes.
That was always the bit.
Click and roll.
Warriors.com. Yeah, you got to run the click and roll.
Tickets available, but you got another chance to win on the roast with the Joes tomorrow morning right here on 95.7 The Game.
The morning joast, I think, is what... They should probably do something to...
That makes it sound like they're jousting or something like that.
I don't know how often you listen, but there's some jousting.
Yeah, I listen all the time.
Yeah, they joust.
Yeah, yeah. Joast.
We'll keep working. Yeah. I almost made it through a whole show buzzer free.
Almost. But,
yeah.
Almost.
So close.
Tomorrow, Kevin Harlan is on the show. Eric Hasseltine's on the show. Now, most people are like, who's that? Well, first of all, he's the voice of the Memphis Grizzlies, but he's a Walnut Creek guy. He grew up here in the Bay. He knows all about the Bay. Eric Hasseltine. So he's on the show, and then right between the eyes, Kevin Harlan is on the show tomorrow. There is only one place to get ready for this game tomorrow night, obviously. You should start at 6 in the morning and just lock it. See if you can win some tickets, but just be right here because tomorrow is when we can kind of move out of the negativity of yesterday and be like, okay, like game on, let's go, make the playoffs, big game tonight. So I hope you're with us all day.
Yeah. I sure will be, and I know many of us
here,
will.
So.
Well, but I tune in early, and I tune in often. Drop off the toddler at about 9:07, and from then on, I am just locked in.
Grandy, what are you doing here in 3 minutes? What's happening?
We're going to hear from you two, plus Steiny and Goo on the crossover, reacting to the madness that was yesterday. I believe it's going to begin, Willard, with you asking Guru if he's okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So more me?
And Dibs.
Are you all right with that, Dibs?
And Goo, and Steiny. All four of you.
Exactly, Dibs.
But you know how that usually works. He's ball dominant.
Well, I'm not an off-the-ball player. What can I say?
Yeah.
I'm perfect for this offense.
I may pull a Kuminga tomorrow.
It's tough. If we tell you. It's all brought to you by... Hey!
Wow.
Hey.
Ego on this guy.
You're the one who brought it up. It's all brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you. Here for good. Grandy's coming up with the best of the game, which includes all of us here at 95.7 The Game. Do you want to do it again tomorrow?
I'll let you know.
Okay, great. I'll talk to your people. All right, for Dibs, for Grandy, for Lucas, I'm Mark. Shoot your shot. It's all you got.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.